I'm in Luzhou City, Sichuan Province, mainland China, and this podcast captures a journey across, part of a lecture I gave here, and a soundscape from Luzhou City. It's Saturday, the 6th of May 2017, and I'm at Hull Paragon Station, 7:28 in the morning, and I'm making my second trip to the Far East this year, but the first of four to mainland China. I'm going back to Luzhou, where I've been several times before, to speak at a conference and do some work on manuscripts with colleagues there, hopefully to negotiate some further collaboration with our school. So it's a very dull, cool morning here, probably about 7 or 8 degrees, something like that. And you see it's going to be 31 degrees centigrade in Luzhou. So I'll follow this journey through to Hong Kong, then to Beijing, and then on to Luzhou when I get there tomorrow evening.
This train is for Manchester Piccadilly and will be calling at Bath, Howden, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge and Manchester Piccadilly.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on 7:35. Transparent Express service to Manchester Piccadilly. Service will be calling at Bath, Howden, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge and Manchester Piccadilly. Our approximate arrival time into Leeds is 8:32, and our scheduled arrival time to Manchester Piccadilly at 9:32. For your safety and security, the train is fitted with CCTV, and safety notices are placed above the exit doors. If you become aware of any unattended items or anything you feel to be of a suspicious nature, please do inform a member of the train crew as soon as possible. First class accommodation is located at the front of the train and is for the use of first class ticket holders only. An upgrade can be purchased on board. Once again, I'd like to welcome aboard the 7:35 Transparent Express service to Manchester Piccadilly. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. In a few moments' time, we will be arriving at Manchester Piccadilly, where the service will terminate. If all passengers would like to take a moment to ensure that you have all of your luggage and personal belongings with you, and as you do leave the train, please mind the gap between the train and the platform edge. If you are exiting the station at Manchester this morning, please keep all tickets, passes and relevant travel documentation to hand, as there may be ticket inspections as you leave the station. That's it for travelling Transparent Express today, and do wish you a very pleasant onward journey. Our next station stop in a few moments' time will be Manchester Piccadilly, where the service will terminate.
Good morning, Captain. Sorry to serve you, about 190 miles now from Hong Kong. Commencing descent into Hong Kong shortly. Make good time, present indications. Should be touching down in Hong Kong at 6:40 in the morning. Current time in Hong Kong is just coming up to 8 minutes past 6. Weather in Hong Kong, a little bit of general cloud in the area, and a temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. We do trust you've had a pleasant flight, and we look forward to your company next time you choose to fly with us. Cabin crew, 30 minutes to landing, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hong Kong. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with a seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartment as items inside may fall out. Kindly take all your belongings with you when leaving the aircraft. Personal electronic devices with cellular function may now be switched on. For passengers with connecting flights on Cathay Pacific and Cathay Dragon, please reserve time for security check and arrive at the boarding gate at this 30 minutes.
We can work backwards there. They were warning that it could be...
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Captain speaking. My name is Oko Uttaran. My time today is just short of 3 hours. Weather conditions in Drew Drill is nice and smooth. I expect to have a little bit of turbulence just before we land in Beijing.
Okay, well, I'll let you do one thing.
Just to remind you that strongly advised to keep your seatbelt fastened.
Alright,
yeah, let's take a picture. Yeah, the moment is a little bit windy, parts of both skies, temperatures just above 20 degrees, forecast to be 32 places.
Do you want to say hi, or was it
a good time for you to start to make yourself comfortable, sit back, relax, enjoy the service, please pay attention to the data being
used.
Currently beginning a stepped descent into Beijing. The weather today is fantastic with clear skies and a temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. Hopefully be landing at 25 minutes past the hour. We do hope you enjoyed our Cathay Dragon service and we wish you all the best with your onward journey. Cabin crew, 35 minutes to landing.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Can you understand me?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, good. Some say yes, some say no. Okay. I'm going to give this lecture with Yanhua's help, and I will try to speak slowly so that those of you who do understand English will pick up some of it. And I will speak, describe the slides. I'll stop briefly, Yanhua will speak, and then we'll see how we go, okay? We haven't rehearsed this.
So 那我们现在计划是讲翻译，翻译我才开始翻，但是我觉得可能不太记得是哪个，我们先还是讲再来看吧，希望大家能够尽量多的去理解，我们这边做了一些翻译，但是不是因为它的字太少。Okay,
good. I always wonder if I said all that, but thank you. Okay, and I see we have 2 hours. I don't think we'll take all of the 2 hours.
我们开始计划是两个小时，他觉得可能要两个。
You'll be glad to know that. Right. Well, thank you very much for inviting me back to the director. Thank you very much. And thank you to Yanhua. And this is my 4th time in Luzhou, and I'm very happy to be back. And it's very nice to be going to invite very soon 2 visitors to Hull, Ai Zhongqing and Xiao Lei, as a PhD student. I'm trying to learn the names. And I So far, Yanba is the best PhD student I've ever had from Lujo. See, you're a professional translator today. You've got to translate everything I say. And she says that trying to teach me to speak Chinese is like trying to teach a buffalo to climb a tree. So, ni hao. Right, I'm going to talk about nursing care of older people with dementia. When I was in clinical practice about 30 years ago, I worked with older people who had dementia. And I've been interested in this area of work since then. So I'm going to tell you something about dementia. You may already know something, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And then I'm going to talk about what it does to people and something about how to care for people with dementia. And while there is a great deal of research and publication in the nursing care of people with dementia, actually the evidence base is very, very small. We know a lot about it, but we know very little about what to do about it. Okay. So far, Yanhua, you're doing very well.
Thank you.
I will just check with Yanhua every now and again to make sure that she's keeping up. Okay. So, in the world, in the whole world, every 3.2 seconds it's reckoned that someone is diagnosed with dementia. So if we pause briefly and count 1, 2, 3, another person is now known to have dementia. Hopefully not in this room. If it is, it will be me because I'm the oldest. Now, where was I? Right. The problem of dementia is growing. And it's growing because the population of the world is getting older. And people who are older people are now living longer. And as you will see later, age is definitely a risk factor for dementia. It's reckoned by 2050 there will be over 130 million people with dementia. And the area where most people will have dementia is Asia and Australasia, as you can see in red. So So you have a bigger problem here than anywhere else in the rest of the world. Now this slide here shows the cost in my country. I think your population is 20 times bigger than our population. So you can multiply these costs by probably 20 times. And the biggest cost is on the right hand side, unpaid care. This is the cost to families and carers who have to look after people with dementia. It costs them money. And they also have what we call an opportunity cost, in that often they have to give up a job to look after someone with dementia, so they lose their income. So there's a big section of state care for dementia and some private care, but the biggest care is on individual families who have people with dementia living with them. There are many things that we know that possibly increase the risk of dementia. I will look at some of these in a bit more detail later. But lots of things have been associated with dementia. Lots more than are on this slide. And you always know with any disease, when there are lots and lots of risk factors, we actually don't know what causes it. So there's possibly a risk with high blood pressure, uncontrolled blood sugar levels, tummy size, inflammatory conditions in the brain, cortisol levels, which are probably linked to the inflammation, stress, genetics, doing no exercise. But it's been associated with head injury, tooth fillings, infections, all sorts of things. We don't know what causes dementia. So one thing that we do know for certain is that age is associated with dementia. Living a long time means that you are more likely to develop dementia, some form of dementia. For some reason, women are more prone than men. I don't understand why that is, but that's just a fact. So, if you're a woman and you live to 90 years old, you have a 1 in 3 chance of developing some form of dementia.
If you're a woman,
So dementia is very rare below the age of 65. Not completely unknown, but very rare. So I've got 4 years to go. Then I'll have dementia. I may have it. My wife thinks I have it now. Right, this is this slide's probably a little bit too much writing to understand, but what I want to show is there is some genetic link with some forms of dementia. And that's usually with the early onset before the age of 65. And there is one family in South America that's spread in various countries in South America where they've identified a gene that causes dementia, and people in that family are very, very likely to develop dementia. So they have identified a genetic element. But for the other forms of dementia, as I've said, it is sporadic. We don't really know why it happens, and it can happen at any time. So, if you want to avoid dementia, you need to do two things. Choose your mother and father very carefully. And then die young. And that's the truth. Dementia is not it's a diagnosis, it's not a disease, it's a syndrome. So we call it an umbrella term. And it covers several different conditions. Mostly, as you'll see, the most common is Alzheimer's disease. And then vascular dementia. But there are lots of other smaller, lesser forms of dementia. But if you meet someone with dementia, it's almost certain that they will have Alzheimer's disease. That's by far the most common. If you meet someone with dementia, they probably have Alzheimer's disease. And having one kind of dementia doesn't protect you from having other kinds, so you can have mixed dementia. Most commonly, Alzheimer's and vascular dementia can occur together. They're described as different diseases, and they are different conditions, but the pathology is actually, the effect of the pathology is very, very similar. So here are the distribution of the different types of dementia, and you can see that Alzheimer's disease is by far the most common. More than half of dementias will be Alzheimer's disease. Next, vascular dementia, the brown part of the slide. And then the green slice is the mixed dementia, usually Alzheimer's with vascular dementia. And then the purple slice is dementia with Lewy bodies, which didn't exist when I started in clinical practice. It was only really identified separately quite recently. And it's very important to distinguish between Lewy body dementia and Alzheimer's disease. They're very similar, but it's important to know the difference. Because people with Lewy body dementia are very sensitive to antipsychotic drugs, that they can kill them very easily. However, it's very, very difficult to distinguish the two conditions before someone dies.
Yeah. Yeah.